Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Harry Hilliker, state climatologist, about this winter's weather outlook. That was quite a big first snow of the season that we had that first weekend in December.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, not much happened in the western part of the state, like here where I'm at in Des Moines. We had a dusting of snow, but didn't amount to much, but it really got going as far as that storm system goes once it got in the eastern part of the state. And Quad Cities area was really right. You might see the epicenter of the heavier snow, where they had roughly around 10 inches of snow in that area, and pretty much less everywhere around there. So it was right where the heaviest snows occurred.
And as winter continues to settle in here, when you guys and the National Weather Service are looking at the weather patterns, how far out are you able to predict a snow?
Well, it kind of depends. Sometimes, there's basically maybe a little explanation, is the National Weather Service that does the forecasting has several different computer models available that are used to predict the weather. And at times, those models, just diverge all over the place. One model saying one thing, another saying something else, and doesn't give you much confidence very far ahead of time. But every once in a while, all the models come together and indicating the same outcome. Sometimes as much as a week in advance, and still not a guarantee it's going to turn out that way. But there are times where you have a pretty good confidence that a major storm's on the way. At least a week ahead of time. Sometimes it's not always clear exactly what path that storm's going to take. You know it's going to be one, but not really clear who's going to get the biggest impact from that. But so it just varies from one situation to another. But certainly if we look back 10, 20, 30 years ago, the accuracy of the forecast has improved just tremendously. Probably have forecasts are just about as accurate, say, at 5 days out now, as would have been the case 2 days ahead of time, say maybe about 20 years ago. So there's been really quite an advance in that, might say not quite medium range forecasting, but several days out, much more skill there than was the case not that long ago.
So would you say here in Iowa it's important to keep up to date with the weather forecast as it can change?
Yeah, it definitely is. And hopefully, when there is the possibilities of a major storm, usually the Weather Service tries to kind of play a balancing game. Don't want to hype it too much to get people all worried about something that may not even materialize. But on the other hand, you want to at least give an indication that there's some suggestion that there might be a big storm coming at such and such a time, and that we need to at least keep it in the back of our mind to keep watching for updates to see if the situation changes.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And is there anything else that you'd like to let us know ahead of winter?
I guess one other thing, just for the, doesn't necessarily have a lot of import, but we've had a very mild fall across Iowa. My preliminary data showed it was the third warmest fall season on record, although the federal statistics actually have the warmest fall on record. But either way, very mild fall. When you got over 140 years of data, it ranks certainly in the top three. And had a question a few days ago about, does that say anything about what this winter might be like? And my initial answer was, it probably doesn't really tell us much. But looking in the record books, though, milder falls more often than not are followed by milder winters. And roughly about a 2-to-1 odds on that historically. And so we've got maybe a more favorable outlook based on how mild the fall has been rather than what La Nina would be forecasting, which would be edging a little bit towards the colder side of usual. So we'll have to, I guess, wait and see how this one turns out.
That's been today's Washington Page with Harry Hilliker, state climatologist for Iowa, speaking about the winter weather outlook. This is part two of a two-part interview. Hear the first part of our conversation at kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.